Dr. Harry Hagopian, lived in Jerusalem for many years, experienced Easter in Jerusalem. Now, over here in the West, I wouldn't say we have a sanitized version of Easter, but it is a bit of a blonde hair, blue-eyed Jesus type of Easter. Give us an authentic feel for Easter in Jerusalem and the Holy Land.
James, the over-sanitization of Easter that takes place in the West is not only about a blue-eyed, blonde-haired Jesus. It's about the whole concept of what Easter is all about. And I feel that quite strongly, having seen Easter in the West and having seen it in the East as well, in fact, celebrated it in both places. In the West, Easter, pretty much what Christmas is becoming these days as well, is more of a fun period for just having chocolate bunnies for Easter and presents and gifts for Christmas. The spiritual religious dimension of both Christmas and Easter, and certainly Easter, which for me is the most important single Christian event in our calendar, is going by the by. And this is something that you feel when you are in the Middle East. It doesn't need to be Jerusalem, it can be elsewhere. I've seen it in other countries as well, where the whole spiritual religious dimension of this event becomes extremely important. And in fact, in the lives of most Christian families there, and remember, there is hardly anything like nominal Christians in the Middle East. Most of them take their faith a bit more seriously than we might do here in the West. All of them, the spiritual religious dimension of Easter is far more important than anything else. After that come the colored Easter eggs and the chocolate bunnies and all the fun. But there is a certain essence to it that I think we sometimes in the West, in an over-secularized society, miss out on.
Now, I was going to say, can we be excused somewhat for that? We're a long way from Calvary. I know we're not a long way from Christ, but we're a long way from Calvary. We do have stations in our churches in order for us to walk the stations of the cross. Can we be excused, or should we have a greater depth to our Easter?
No, I don't think we can necessarily be excused, because for me, the Christian faith is not an iconoclastic faith par excellence. It is not only because we do not see the Calvary, we do not see the Garden of Gethsemane, we do not go and visit the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. It doesn't mean that our faith should have less significance in the West than it does in the Middle East. I would agree with you that the immediacy of Christianity or Islam or Judaism, for that matter, is far more prominent and visible and palpable in the Middle East, because no matter which way you turn, you see a mosque, a synagogue, or a church. We do not necessarily see that in this part of the world. However, faith transcends buildings and documents. It is basically something incarnate in us. It is incandescent to our lives. And this is where I think we could take things a little bit more seriously. So an excuse, no, but I will put it slightly differently, if I may, James, by also saying that Easter for me, the whole chapter of Holy Week, the whole period of preparation and the Lent period for Easter also provides me with an opportunity to remind all our Christians in the West, whether they're believers or lapsed believers, that the faith started in the Middle East, not here. The fact that we're actually having now a little conversation about Jerusalem and my experiences in Jerusalem reminds our listeners that actually this didn't happen in London, in England, in Wales, elsewhere. It happened in the Middle East, in those biblical lands.
And if I probe a bit more, give me your strongest memory of an Easter in the Middle East.
My strongest memory of Middle East is twofold. I can give you the positive and the negative. The positive is to go to church and basically with family, of course, and be surrounded by that sense of community where everybody is together singing, whether in Arabic or in Armenian, my native language, or in other languages. And then, of course, after that, the whole joy of the celebration of the resurrection, the whole idea that death has been vanquished vanquished has been overcome. In a part of the world where political realities are so grim, the fact that death, the crucifixion, has been conquered by life, the resurrection, has also not only spiritual meanings and dimensions to it, but it also has metaphysical and political dimensions to it. And this is the joy that comes afterwards. And of course, once that is done, there is always the memory of going and trying to find all those colored eggs and bunnies that mom and dad had hidden in the garden, and the whole family outing, as it were, associated with it. Now, this is the positive side. The negative side for me, and it is a fact of Christianity wherever I go, but certainly in the Middle East, where things are never perfect, in fact, quite imperfect, what also I remember is that, like Christmas, Easter or Pascha or the resurrection is celebrated on different dates, depending on whether you come from an old calendar or a new calendar perspective. And therefore, it always amuses me, and I wouldn't use a word stronger than amusement for the sake of our listeners, that we have a cacophony of celebrations on different dates, both for Christmas and for Easter, depending on whether you are of the Catholic faith or the Orthodox faith or the Anglican and Protestant one. So in a sense, you can well imagine that Jerusalem not only has the privilege and distinction of being the hub of many political and religious events, but it also distinguishes itself by giving birth to Jesus on different dates and then having him resurrected on different dates as well. That to me is a negative aspect, but you know what? It also underlines the imperfection of humanity, which is what Jesus came to deliver us from through salvation.
Wouldn't be the Middle East without a bit of chaos and confusion, would it?
And a little bit of dust. Happy Easter, James.